we just want to recap like we usually do. 2025 has been full of ups and downs, highs and lows. I guess what was your least favorite part about 2025?
How fast it went.
I'll say it's like a double-edged sword. Like some of the lessons that I had to learn throughout the year, I'm grateful that I learned them.
I guess what's one goal that you would like to accomplish in 2026?
Life is short.
It is very short.
I'm going to enjoy life with the people that I like.
The goal is to live as great as I possibly can and to live that out every day.
So every day is day one.
One of my goals is to intentionally make time to appreciate and connect with the people that I care about.
Amen. That's a good one right there. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Hey guys. 2025 is over by the time you've seen this.
I was already thinking about that earlier. This year flew by.
He don't want me to talk.
My bad. I thought we was conversing.
Go ahead. This year flew by.
It flew by. That's all I was gonna say. I was ad-libbing.
Oh.
Background vocals.
Okay. it definitely did fly by. I wasn't expecting us to be at the
Q4.
Yeah, Q4. I mean, by the time y'all see this, it'll be Q1 of 2026.
Crazy.
So, but we just want to recap like we usually do. 2025 has been full of ups and downs, highs and lows, and I just want to know. Let's start with the good, okay? You want to start with the bad?
Yeah, I think we should end with the good. That's just me. We could vote.
You know, I prefer end it on a high note if I had an option.
We were still going to end on a high note. We were going to talk about 2026. All right, anyways. Okay, so I guess what was your least favorite part about 2025?
How fast it went.
Really?
Yeah, it flew by.
It did, but that's not what I was expecting your answer to be.
Glad I'm not predictable.
What about you?
My least favorite part of 2025... I think I'll say it's like a double-edged sword. Like some of the lessons that I had to learn throughout the year, I'm grateful that I learned them. But I ain't want to learn them at the time that I had to learn them. Like all in the same year. Whoa.
Yeah.
Who put that on the curriculum? You know what I'm saying? Like what was? I needed to start getting a syllabus for the year. Like just somebody, just God needed to come down. Here's the syllabus, so I can at least get myself like all right. Cool, I know midway, it's going to be a little tough.
In the midterms.
But I'm going to be prepared.
Is this an open book test?
You know what I'm saying? That's what I would love that. But yeah, I think that's what it was for me. What about you?
I think my least favorite part about 2025 is my job. That's the only thing I could think of as far as the least favorite part. Just like the job. That's it. All of it. And I also lost a couple people this year that I wasn't expecting to lose this year.
Rest in peace, people.
Yes, rest in peace to them. You Catholic now? This man done switched religions right here in this moment.
He didn't even know.
He looked at me like, huh?
He said, that's Catholic? I was like,
only Catholics do that?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I was watching all the movies.
Yeah, it was Catholic
be careful,
movies.
Be careful what you watch. Mm-hmm. What you consume lead you astray. End up throwing up gang signs.
All right. What's one lesson that you learned? Or I guess what was the most... What is a lesson that you learned that you feel like was the hardest for you to grasp this year?
To slow down and, yeah, I got three. Mm-hmm. Slowing down, declaring what I want without doubting it. Mm-hmm. So slowing down, declaring what I want without doubt, and I lost the third one.
Slowed down too much?
I did. Slowing down, declaring what I want without doubt. And the third one was not stressing. Like, focusing on myself and not stressing on things outside of me. So, like, the job that I had, I was stressing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I was focusing on everything outside of me instead of focusing on myself, which is something that I could actually control, and making the best out of the situation. So slowing down, declaring what I want without doubt, and perspective change. That's what I would say.
Why were those the hardest lessons for you to learn?
Because I be wanting stuff to happen now. But like I said in a couple episodes ago, I'm being forced to be patient with myself. So 2025 was a live action of me being patient with myself. I don't have to be patient with everybody else. I should be patient with myself first, give myself grace, enjoy the journey of life or creation, whatever it is. Just enjoy the journey, slow down, and just be, exist, and enjoy what's happening.
Why don't you have to be patient with other people?
I shouldn't be more patient with others than I am with myself. So that's what I was saying when I say I don't have to be patient with other people. So I should give myself grace before I give somebody else grace. I should give myself the benefit of the doubt before I give somebody else the benefit of the doubt. Just like I feel like I should be kinder and more respectful to the people that I say I like and I love rather than strangers. So if I'm not going to talk to my boss crazy, why am I going to talk to the people I actually like and choose to be around crazy? So it's just like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that's right. Good stuff. What about you?
The hardest lesson for me to accept. I think I probably got two, kind of like Breeze. One of them is, of course, patience. I thought I was a lot more patient than I was.
We found that out a couple episodes ago.
Found it out yesterday. He was like, all right, it's time. We about to go Debo the stage.
And I'm waiting. I'm like, hey, yo, man, it's this thing. And I realize I was patient, but certain things are, like, I would be doing nothing, but I wasn't actually patient inside. Like, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to just wait. But I'm the whole time, I'm watching this thing not move, and I'm obsessing over it not moving, and now it's like I could just be a lot more patient. But it would be that, and I'll say learning to be more fearless was probably the two hardest things, because I didn't know certain things that I was afraid of. Like it was there, but once I started actually labeling it and being like, that's what that is, to do the thing that I want to do in spite of the fear felt like just climbing a mountain in some freaking Air Forces. Like, it just felt ridiculous.
And right? One rule is I can't crease these Air
Forces. You know what I'm saying? Like, fresh out of the box. Like, you can't crease them. So I think that was probably the two toughest lessons that for me to accept this year.
Okay. I was going to ask why those were the toughest, but you kind of explained it a little bit.
I mean, I think at least I can explain a little bit more for the fear one. I think, and this is a realization I just had like last week, but I recognize like the people who we look at as the people who do amazing things, the leaders, whoever it is, right? I had to remind myself like they're not absent of the fears that I'm talking about or that I'm experiencing. Like, they don't not feel it. They're feeling the exact same thing. They're just like, I don't care that I feel that. Or like, all right, I feel it, but hey, here we go. And in my mind, it was like, nah, I'm not supposed to feel this. I'm like, they obviously don't feel it, because look at them. They don't, they moving, they operating, they shaking.
They don't know. They don't know.
Right, and then once I recognize, like, nah, it's not that they don't feel those exact same emotions. Everybody has the capacity to feel all of the same emotions. It's just that they do the thing anyway. So, and I'm like, oh, if that's the case, then it's like, there's nothing for me to, there's no real difference. It's just me being willing to do it in spite of whatever the feeling I was having. So that was a tough one, because I'm like, I'm still feeling the stuff, and I'm telling myself, nah, it's wrong for me to feel this thing. That's another one. But I want you to go, and then I'll say my last one.
You can. He did three.
The other one was that nothing is inherently bad or good. I just kept labeling things as bad or good. So there's stuff that I would be saying.
I was about to say, elaborate.
Yeah, so the stuff that I would be saying is bad, or I would be deeming as bad, and I'm like, all right, if I'm saying that something that exists is bad, right? Like, how am I saying that if I feel like God created everything, and everything that God created is good, why am I saying something that God created is bad? And I'm like, that's a little weird. Like, why would I? Because then it's like, if I'm saying that, that means that I can say that I'm bad. And I'm like, oh, so let me just try and let go of that. But then I'm like, oh, I see how many things that I'm labeling bad or wrong, or like me saying something is disgusting, when it's like, I mean, it may not be disgusting. Like I was talking to Shakoy about it, but it could just be it's unkept. Like, and it's not disgusting. You just didn't do anything to it. You know, so that was another one that I just thought of when we were talking about it. But what about you?
For me, one of the hardest lessons that I've been learning, I learned like similar stuff to y'all, I'm gonna be honest. One of the, I would say the toughest that I'm really just starting to grasp is not judging like myself for things. So realizing that, and this is something that I learned when I was reading Louise Hay's book, but just realizing that the more judgmental I am with myself, I'm a lot more judgmental outwardly as well. But also, like, we're all people and we're all here and we're all, hopefully all of us are, you know, doing our best. My assumption when I go through life is that everyone is, you know, doing their best each and every day. But just because I didn't finish this as quickly as I wanted to finish this, that doesn't make me a failure. Or just because, okay, so this also ties into I was rushing a lot of things. I was trying to rush everything. So like, instead of, this is something that I had to realize too. So I guess this is my second one. It ties into the judgment, but being more patient, but recognizing that the pressure that I was feeling to move faster, or this needs to be done by this date, or I need to have this by the time I'm this age, or da da da, all of that was internal pressure that I was putting on myself. And I realized that that was pressure that I had put on myself since I was little. Like, since I first started putting like my goals of going to college, or like I want to be married by this age, I want to have kids around this time, and da 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 da, because I'm that type of person. But it caused like an unnecessary pressure that once I got into adulthood and I'm sitting here like, oh snap, this is not what I thought it was. Now I'm like, I have to put this pressure on myself because we had decided when we were 5 that we needed to do this thing by this age. This we needed to have 7 Grammys by now. And you haven't gotten one. So now we need to, and now I'm like, I don't even know if I want like a Grammy. Like, I don't know if I care about that. But the pressure is still there for me to like, so rather than adjusting the timeline, I would put time pressure on myself is what I was calling it. And I would try to rush to get these things done. And then that led to me judging myself of, oh, well, you know, you ain't do this by this time. Like, you really ain't. Are you sure you're a singer? Are you sure you're da da da? So, like, it was that. And then also feeling like I had to be doing a bunch of things in order for it to mean that I was doing the stuff. And when I started to slow down, so going back to the patience, started slowing down this year because I had to. At some points I had to. And at other points, every time we went home or we spent time with family, nothing else in the world mattered. The only thing that mattered that they cared about, they didn't care about how much money I was making. They didn't care about whether I released this album or this EP. Like, they were, yes, they're happy about that. Go check out my EP. Go check out all our music in the description. Yes, they're happy about that. But they were just happy to see us. Like, that was it. It wasn't no pressure. And I didn't go home and work this time. I might have brought my laptop because I was like, yeah, maybe in the morning I could get something done. Did not open my laptop not once. both times we went to see family. So it's like, I was like, oh, and I enjoyed myself. I didn't feel any pressure. So then, honestly, a few days ago was when I realized that I was putting this time pressure on myself. But yeah, so judgment, to pretty much be patient and slow down. And then another lesson, my third lesson, I would say, I feel like, Breeze, I had it. Then I lost it.
Too much patience.
I would say my third one is awareness. Like, self-awareness from, not even just, self-awareness from, like, the present. But being very, very present to the point where I'm no longer blind to the things that I was allowing myself to be blind to. Like, I realized that the more I slowed, like, if you're driving in a car, if you slow down, you can see more. If you're speeding through, you're not going to be able to see whatever lights is over there. You're not going to be able to see the street signs. You're not going to be able to see the details of what's going on around you. But when you start to slow down, you're like, oh, I didn't know they drew that mural over there. Or, oh, I didn't know this was the name of this street. I saw a similar name on the last street, like, whatever it is. I ain't see them kids playing over there. You need to see the kids, because you don't want to hit them. but, so, just really more awareness. So, I guess my hardest lessons have all kind of been tied together. It's just, like, being more aware, but also in being aware from where I am now and accepting that I am here. I am here. I'm not there. I'm not where I wish I was. I'm not any of that. I'm here. So what is here with me? But also, who am I being while I'm here? And yeah, those were my hardest lessons. Still kind of learning them. What you about to say?
I had a question.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys could go back and do the year over, what's... That's crazy. That's crazy. If you can go back and do the year over, what would be something that you would have done sooner?
That I would have done sooner?
Mm. Like, is there a lesson or something that you feel like, dang, I waited too long to do this. I could have did this at the top of the year.
There's a couple things that I feel like I would have done at the top of the year, but I was so burnt out, I couldn't move. Like, I couldn't do anything. Mm. At the top of the year. But, oh, maybe I guess I would have just actually slowed down. Because part of the reason why I was stuck for 3 months, literally, on the couch was because I still kept trying to operate as if I wasn't on this new schedule. And I was still trying to rush things. So I guess I would have been more patient earlier in the year. Because I needed to be patient with myself. Because I was still... Oh, I gotta do this content. I gotta do this. I gotta record this song. It's like, you actually can't. You sound terrible. Put the mic down. Go to sleep. Just being honest.
Mm-hmm.
What about y'all?
Yeah, I'll say I think I probably would have worked on being present a lot earlier in the year. I feel like stuff started happening, but really it was with the job. And I would start spiraling or start having or creating time pressure for myself, and it all stemmed from me not being patient and me being not being present and patient. So I think I would have practiced it. So I would have started earlier, so that way when the stuff happened, again, this is hindsight 2020, but when stuff happened, at the very least, I wouldn't have been trying to react from like, oh, I'm supposed to be X, Y, and Z. I would have just been a lot more grounded. Like, you know what? This is what it looks like. So that's what I probably would have, done.
Me, I would have allowed myself to be a lot more focused and do less side missions.
Side missions.
Stayed on the main mission and let the side mission stay to the side until I finish the main mission. Mm-hmm. Now I can go back and grab the coins, grab extra trinkets and stuff, keys to open the secret doors. But let me actually do the main mission. So that's where I am now. Back to the main mission. I just got off at the exit.
Had to go get some gas.
Yeah, now we back.
I would say what's crazy about that for me, like from my perspective of me, is that like I just now got clear on what the main mission actually is. Because I just now like officially got clear on what I actually want, because I was so scared to even face that. And I'm like, dang, I was doing all these side missions because I wasn't even sitting still long enough, because I'm trying to rush everything or do what I feel like it's supposed to look like. It's like I could have just sat down and be like, what do you actually want for who you are, not for who you think this person is supposed to be? But and now I'm like, oh, this is actually a lot easier than I thought.
A whole lot easier.
So what do y'all feel like? Do y'all feel like any of the lessons that y'all learned were easy or fun?
I feel like the result of the lesson.
You ain't had no fun on the journey of learning it?
It's like, once it's over, I'm like, you know what? It wasn't that bad. I actually enjoyed that. It's because, okay, once this lesson's over, the next lesson, oh, I'm like, dang, I wish I... a part of me want to go back to the last mission.
So it's because you prepared for it now. Yeah, you know, that's funny.
365 days. I know what's coming around that corner. Mm-hmm. I can do this with my eyes closed. But yeah, it wasn't fun. But looking back at it, it's going to be like, it wasn't that bad. I enjoyed it. I missed the days when such and such.
What was the question one more time? I just want to make sure.
Were there any lessons that you had this year that were easy or fun?
I think me learning the benefit of the whole slogan of proper preparation prevents poor performance. But really, because when we were doing a lot of the songwriting stuff and getting better as a songwriter, I'm seeing that a lot of the issues that I would run into was because on the initial part, I wasn't prepared for the rest of the trip throughout the song. So I'm like, I'm writing and I'm emptying the whole clip in the first verse, and I have nothing to talk about for the rest of the song. And or it'll just be, it could be a bunch of different things, but just the idea of like, if my preparation is good at the start, at the end, it's a cakewalk. But if I don't prepare well at the beginning, at the end, I'm going to be fighting for my life to get this. This is going to be a hassle. So I think me seeing the benefit of when I prepared properly and it being so much easier and so much smoother, I was like, this is actually kind of cool. And it's like, and then it made me want to do it again and then do it again. So I think, yeah, learning the benefit of preparing properly improved my performance. And it ends up making the performance a lot more fun. And it makes you want to go back into it more and more. So I think that was probably the most fun lesson that I've learned so far.
All right, I agree with that. I feel like my funnest lesson, I mean, it was a little tough for a few seconds, but when we had went through my songs that I was that I'm going to release up next, so I could see like if I need to rewrite anything or anything like that. But y'all, honest feedback. But it opened the door for me to explore songwriting in a different way, and the stuff that we've been learning from the books and stuff like that, I've been enjoying adding new tools to my tool belt. And I even, this is something me and Damani had did one of the days, we had went on Chatty Patty. That's ChatGPT, if y'all ain't know. But we created this it's like a songwriting challenge, kind of, just so like I could be more honest in my writing and all that stuff. But I started doing it. It's like a 30-day challenge, and I was like, I actually am enjoying this. Like, I never thought of writing a song in this way, and it's been expounding my writing skills. And we have like a couple different exercises and all of that stuff from everything that we've just been doing and gathering and learning all these years. But like, I think that really accepting the fact that I might need to rewrite this song, or that these songs could be better. I think that was like a tough lesson to learn, but it's been fun, because now I'm excited about writing again.
Yeah, and to piggyback off of that, I think another thing that's been super fun for me is being appreciative of being a student again, or not knowing stuff, or like relearning things that I thought I know everything about this already. I think that on paper it sucks. I don't like the idea of being like, you mean to tell me I got to go back and relearn how to speak again? so that I can speak better? That sounds dumb. I know how to say the words. You know what I mean when I say what I mean. I don't want to do this again. This is dumb. And then when you get into it, and I'm like, oh, this makes it so much clearer. This makes it so much more fun for me to actually communicate or whatever, do whatever I'm doing. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I really started to appreciate being a student. And just, I think it was Rick Rubin who talked about this a little bit, like the difference between somebody who's an experimenter and a finisher. And it's like someone who's an experimenter, they love the experimentation process. They can do a bunch of different, let me try this way, let me try this way, let me try this way. And I was naturally that way. And then the finisher is somebody who's like, I just want to finish it. I get joy from finishing the thing. And I've learned in the process of me like experimenting, like, all right, how can I finish this? And it's like, I can always go back and experiment more. But once I finish one, I'm excited to finish another. And then I found like a good space where I can experiment for a certain amount of time. I'm like, all right, it's time to wrap this up. And then we close the chapter. Mm-hmm. So I forget how I got there. But oh yeah, just the process of being a student. It sucks on paper, but it ended up being super fun in practice.
Yeah.
One lesson that I enjoyed was learning that I actually have friends. Actually got friends, y'all. I'm a cool person.
Yeah, you didn't know.
I didn't know. I forgot. I know now. I remember.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man. That is funny. Okay. So, enough of 2025. All right? Enough of it. It's over. All right. What are y'all looking forward to in 2026? I'll be nervous to ask this question because I feel like one of the years when I asked this, Breeze was like, I'm not looking forward to nothing.
Yeah. And then the year was quick.
That's what you said. Your word is your wand.
My word is my wand.
Yeah, you said.
And I sharpened my tool. So now I am excited about moving in silence. Mm. So literally doing the things that I said I was going to do because I said I was going to do it, not because I told anybody else. And then just showing up, like the game night.
Yeah.
I ain't tell nobody until I made the invitation.
Yeah.
And then it happened. It was a success.
It was a success.
But yeah, just doing everything. Just because even the tattoo thing, I feel like it didn't happen because I told too many people.
I used to think like that, but I don't be thinking that no more.
Why not?
Because number one, that situation was out of your control.
Out of my control. Mm-hmm. Definitely out of my control.
But I know, because there are certain things that I was like, I don't want to tell too many people because then I don't do it. Mm-hmm. But it'd be a lot of stuff that's like out of our actual control. So whether you told somebody or you didn't tell somebody, there's still a possibility that the same situation would happen.
Yeah. But even with telling people that might have been a bad example. But mentally, when you say it and then you get like some type of, like you speaking it, it feels like you completed it already.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So it'd be like a mental thing. So it's easy for me to just go ahead and finish it and then put it out rather than me working on it, me telling people, me posting it online, like posting the process online, even though I already told myself the process is for me. Y'all can see the end result. Like, I've been saying that for years, but I just ain't been listening. So, moving in silence and listening to myself. Proving to myself that I am who I say I am. Oh, I'm not speaking it. I'm thinking it. Proving to myself that I am who I think I am.
What?
I don't know.
Y'all gonna get that on the playback.
Yeah, on the playback. I think it made sense.
I understood but...
Maybe...
But I decided to just unsubscribe from that.
Word.
Because I had to tell myself, like, regardless of who you tell or what you do, you're going to do this because you decided to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what was happening before for me was that I was telling people in hopes that, you know, this would make them happy. So it's like I didn't even make this decision for myself. But it's like, if I made this decision for myself, I'm going to do this regardless of if you know or not. Because I just decided that I'm going to do this whether you know it or not.
Yeah.
But I do definitely feel you on like the moving in silence and just getting things done. Because one of the things that I'm excited for 2026 is to actually stay focused.
Main mission. Earlier in the year, we was talking about we had side mission syndrome.
We did. Uh-huh.
We had main mission syndrome.
Yeah. Come on.
So now we coming on the main street.
Yeah, come on.
Come on. I just put my blink on. We going left. Main street, here we come. Main character season.
Come mm-hmm. on.
Main mission.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Main. Money main.
I thought you were about to say, go Jermaine.
Jermaine, Cole. It's a cold world out there.
Hey,
but we are the light, the sun, the laws.
Come on, I knew it.
What about you?
As far as me, I am looking forward to finally living out me being the best version of myself. That's really where I'm at with it.
Come on, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm just tired of not doing it or giving myself an excuse for why I can't do it, and me realizing that all it takes is me doing it and doing the things that I said I was gonna do, and not really using anything as an excuse or a story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's not even to say to be hard on myself, like either you do it or you don't, but it's like, All it takes is for me to do the thing, and then it's done.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's so many things that I would tell myself about, oh, this is gonna take a certain amount of time, or this is gonna be difficult. And it's like, none of that matters for me to do the actual thing. So I'm just excited to actually live out and be the person that I imagined in my subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
In my mind.
I'm excited for that, and I think it's going to be so much fun. It is fun.
All right, yeah. I agree. I'm excited for 2026.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you are not looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to all of 2026. It's mm-hmm. going to be an amazing time.
Mm-hmm.
I stamped this message.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think 2026 is going to be a really good year, especially with me not rushing through things. And just being patient with myself and not being judgmental with myself. I think that, because just like you, I was giving myself a lot of excuses as to why I couldn't do the things that I wanted to do, which made me not be as focused.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm on a side mission because mm-hmm. I told myself that I can't do the thing that I actually want to do
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest thing is now I'm not afraid. I may be a little nervous, like my excitement, I'm excited, but that excited energy sometimes feel like nervousness. So mm-hmm. if I feel nervousness, I remind myself that it's actually excitement. But I'm not afraid to do what I want to do or to tell myself that this is what I want to do. Because I spent so many years saying I want to do something and doing the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And mm-hmm. I was running away from the things that I actually wanted to do.
Mm.
But God!
Hallelujah.
My.
Yeah, that
but God.
Yeah, that had to come from the source, because that was loud. Nothing but the sauce.
Nothing but the sauce.
Come on, nothing but the sauce.
Never
nothing
mind.
But the mother.
That's what I was about to say. I was like, I don't know if I should put the words in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Mama God.
He knows your heart.
He knows my heart. Mm-hmm. Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anyways. All right, so.
That was a question. There was a question attached to what we were just talking about, right?
I said, is there anything that you're not looking forward to in 2020?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to everything.
A little about excitement.
You didn't ask a question.
You started talking about excitement.
I said I'm not afraid.
Yeah, you said because you might be a little nervous, but you have to remind yourself that that's excited energy.
What question was I answering? I wasn't answering the question you just asked.
You said you were answering the question that I just asked.
You definitely flipped it.
You said you're looking forward to 2026. You stamp it. It's going to be a great year. And I had said, I had started talking. I didn't ask a question, though. You just followed up on my statement.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Woo, glad we figured that out.
I had to follow the breadcrumbs.
Right.
Follow those breadcrumbs because, woo, got lost over there. That's that side mission. Said, come back to Main Street. Get on your main mission.
Oh, man. Okay. So, is there anything that you are hoping, or I guess, what's one goal that you would like to accomplish in 2026? I know you said you're moving in silence. If you don't want to say it, outwardly you don't have to, but
oh, I just said it. Y'all ain't hear nothing.
But is there any particular goal that you're looking to achieve? Okay, so for you, what is your main mission? Okay.
Come on, you gonna ask the man to move that's trying to move in silence what his main mission is?
After
he just talked about how much he told people about the tattoo and then the tattoo didn't go right.
Didn't have my leg naked. Like I took a shower. My pores was open. I walked outside in the cold. All I had on a jacket on. All I had on was a jacket.
And shorts. This man was outside in shorts. It's like 30 degrees outside.
Nah, but it's cool. One thing that that I am doing is just enjoying life.
Mm-hmm.
Life is short.
It is very short.
And so I'm going to enjoy life with the people that I like and also meet people,
mm-hmm.
like new people. I don't really want to be around people who aren't of use, if that makes sense. So a lot of times people be dead weight, right? I'm not trying to use nobody, but a lot of people be dead weight. And it's just like they just holding on.
It be the way you be phrasing.
Yeah, it's like I know what you mean.
But it just be the phrasing.
You
don't want to be with people that you've outgrown?
That or people that I meet that's just like, what are we hanging out for?
Oh man.
Like, we're not going anywhere. We're going in two different directions. You side mission Poppy. I'm main mission. Side mission Poppy, main mission Poppy. Papito. But yeah,
I was gonna say, how does this pertain to a goal that you would like to have for 2030? Oh, you don't have to share.
Want to meet more people.
You want to meet more people.
He said,
that's a Jedi mind trick right there. He said, let me.
Y'all wanted an answer.
He said,
she asked me the same question three times.
He said,
the third one, you just got what you got.
He want to meet people that align with where he's going. Along your way, if you stay on your main mission, you'll likely meet the people.
Yeah, I'm gonna meet people.
That you're supposed to meet along your journey. Mm-hmm. I think what be happening is we be meeting all these other people because we be on a side mission.
But I mean, it's no right or wrong answer. I'm just saying. You wanna know what I'm saying?
I do. That was what we paused for you to say it, what you were saying.
You know what he mean when he say what he mean.
All right, what's one goal? We're going to move on. What's one goal you want to achieve in 2026?
I mean, my one goal is the one that I just kind of said what I was looking forward to. Which
you know what he mean when he say what he mean.
Come on, you know what it is. You know what time it is. But, yeah, just the goal is to live as great as I possibly can and to live that out every day.
So every day is day one?
Yep. Maybe. I just don't like how that sound. It always sound like I'm starting over every day. But we did just get that message from... Never mind. Yes, every day is day one. Every day is a new opportunity for me to be great. That's what I'm saying. So that's the goal. My goal is to be as great as I can be in 2026.
And you?
You know, I think we should just wrap it up here.
Now she wanna share her goal.
I think my goal...
It's all in the mind.
I think that one of my goals is to intentionally make time to appreciate and connect with the people that I care about.
Amen. That's a good one right there. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, visiting people, inviting them to visit me, hanging out with people, that type of thing. Because I've been inside for a while, but I had to get my life together. Mm-hmm. So. But yeah, I want to intentionally, because like you were saying, life is short. And I want to make sure I go to Jamaica next year.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. Twice.
At least once. So that's my goal. Okay. For 2026.
I solemnly swear.
to always be here and present.
And never there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I was gonna say, what do y'all have like a? Do y'all still do like having a word of the year?
Silence.
That's your word. Silence.
I don't got no word.
I was about to say that can mean a lot of different things.
I don't have a word of the year.
Are you gonna make one?
Probably not.
In the past, I did have words of the year.
Are you going to make one for this year?
I don't know. Maybe not. The first word I thought of was congruence, but I don't know if that's the word. We're going to let it float around in the atmosphere and see how I feel.
Okay. Get that airy out of here, man. Say it plainly. Say that plainly.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I'm going to make a word of the year. I might, but I am going to do a becoming board. I did one last year, and I liked doing it.
Did you become?
I became some of the things. I have to go through it and see what things I can replace pictures for. But I guess I thought I was going to become it a lot sooner in the year. So some of it is like just happening, and I'm like, oh, okay, this was on my board.
I did realize that I'm just now becoming the person that I've been talking about becoming, working toward becoming, like bringing that version out of me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just now like peeking.
Yeah,
like, it's just like peeking, hey, his head out the
is it time for us?
Mm-hmm. It's time. Mm-hmm. And then it's like an everyday thing to
keep going.
Yeah,
so I want to do another one of those, because I kind of want to expound on the one that I started and change some things, because I realized over this past year some of the things that are on there I don't necessarily care about as much as I thought I did. So it's like I didn't focus on this because it wasn't necessarily a priority, and being more present, and like I said, being aware of where I am now, I want to make one from like, okay, I'm here now. This is where I want to be, or this is how I want this situation to change, or whatever. But yeah, just want to make some tweaks to it. So I don't know if I'm going to do a word of the year, but I am going to do another becoming board. I might do this one in Patreon again. I might not. We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens. But, if you have any advice for your future self of 2026, now's the time to say it.
Main mission. Main character energy. Main mission and main character energy.
Okay. That's his motto.
I said, finish what you started and have a great time doing it.
I thought you was going to say, and have a merry, merry Christmas.
And another thing that I've been thinking about like these past couple weeks, work hard and play harder.
Mm. That's good.
Mm-hmm. So as long as I'm main mission, I can play as much as I want, because the work is done. Like, the work is getting done.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, for me,
mm-hmm.
You know this. Mm-hmm. For me, I would say be present,
mm-hmm.
be patient,
mm-hmm.
keep going.
Mm-hmm. PBKG.
Yeah, all what he said. That's a lot.
PPKG.
Yeah, it feels like a lot, though.
It was patience, present,
keep going.
Keep going.
I know, but like my brain was like, whoo, it's a lot of letters.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's four, though. It's four.
PPKG.
But do y'all have any final thoughts on 2025, going into 2026, or anything you want to say to the good people of the gray area?
Appreciate you, 2025. I wouldn't be in 2026 without you. So for that, I thank you.
Come you got on. A point.
Yeah, I'm super grateful for 2025. All of it. Every single aspect of it. And I just remembered a thought I had. But it was a story somebody was talking about. It was talking about like a caterpillar. And it was in the process of becoming a butterfly. And somebody was trying to get out the cocoon. And somebody was like, oh, let me help you. So it came and it ripped open the cocoon, and the butterfly's wings never. So it never needed to fly.
Yeah, the butterfly, the butterfly breaking out of the cocoon is the, right amount of
pressure
and everything for it to be able to fly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it had to build the muscle. So I think 2025 was that in a lot of ways. Like, as much as I want to be like, hey, I want to get rid of some of this, I would never want to get rid of it, because that's the reason why I was able to make the transformation that I wanted to make. So,
hallelujah, God.
So thank you, 2025.
Okay. Wow. You guys said such profound things.
That's what wisdom spoke.
Mm.
Thank you. First of all, thank you, God, for bringing us through 2025.
Amen.
Come on, come on, come on.
Come on, Jesus.
Come on, Jesus. But also, thank you guys for watching us throughout 2025. We appreciate each and every one of you.
Thank you.
And thank you to 2025, because I actually learned even more about myself this year than I did last year.
I was just going to say, we see that 60% of our viewers aren't actually following the channel. If you really want more great conversation, in-depth conversation, laughs, understand what we're actually talking about, we would greatly appreciate you following us. Hit that follow button. Hit that subscribe button. Pardon me. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that subscribe button. Come on now. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, guys. And thank you, 2025. I've learned a lot about myself this year. And I know that great things are in store for 2026. And yeah, I'm in my butterfly lifestyle. But if you guys want to see more of us, like he said, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload.
Ding.
And if you want to join in on the conversation, make sure you join our Patreon, okay? The link is in the description. 2025 has been great to us. Like I said, there have been highs and there have been lows. And we want to hear how your 2025 has been and what you look forward to in 2026. Make sure you drop that in the comments below. We would love to hear more about that. And if you like this episode, you're going to love the one that's linked up on the screen. We will see you guys next week.
Bye. Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth.
Jukebox, hit me with another J.
Get on my face. Get on my face. Get on my.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.